It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Ann Anderson. We're going to talk about the pie auction because it is just getting close and it is that time. Ann, thanks for sneaking in here this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave, for having me.
Let's talk about it. It's coming up Wednesday the 12th.
Yes.
First and foremost, let's give people a little bit of a background of the pie auction for those that may not know what it's all about.
Okay. We've been doing the pie auction now. The current pie auction we've been doing for the fuel cards for the cancer patients, we've been doing since 2011. And so we hold it every June. It's the second Wednesday of every June. And we raise money all day long, auctioning off about 50 pies. We find out that about 50 is a good number because it gives us enough time to talk about the pies and get enough of them through. We have donated items that go along with each pie. We have concert tickets. We have merchandise from local businesses. And all the money stays here locally in the form of fuel cards for cancer patients. And also we have the $2,500 Thomas B. Anderson Scholarship that we do as well.
Now, I've been here for three pie auctions. And last year was the first one that I really took part in. And I'll tell you what, to me, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That, you know, we always talk to different people that come in from the community about how this community just rallies around everything. And it is just an amazing thing to see the amount of money that can be raised just in this little community over pies.
I know. It's amazing. We have an amazing community we live in. And, you know, none of this would be possible without the community members. They're the ones donating the pies. They're the ones that are donating items. And also, they're the ones that are purchasing the pies and so raising the money. Last year, we raised $18,000, which was great because it was 2018, raised $18,000. So it would be great if we could raise $19,000 this year since it's 2019.
Always got to do a little bit better than the year before. And last year, I'll go on record as saying there was a little bit of bartering going on in here to get some pies sold.
It's fun. We have a couple businesses, and every year they're bidding wars going back and forth on certain pies that they want, and so it's a lot of fun. You know, we last year, like you were saying, with that, you know, that pie was going, and you know, we were adding up the numbers and we're like, oh, if we could just get this much more, then we'll hit 18,000. And man, the businesses and individuals in this area, they opened their pocketbooks up and they did not let us down. It was awesome.
And the other thing is, I don't know if Greg Dart from USU Eastern is going to come in this year. Because last year we were just kind of pressuring him, like, well, what are you going to throw in now? What are you going to throw in now?
I know, he was sweating, wondering, oh my goodness, well, I can, want my office chair?
We'll take whatever we can get. Whatever you're willing to give is amazing. And this is going to be an amazing event. We want everybody to tune in. It's going to be next Wednesday, June 12th, starting at 9 a.m. We'll kick everything off with the mayor comes in and kicks it off for us.
Yep, the mayor will kick it off for us at 9 a.m. Usually wraps up right around 5 o'clock. And we have all the pies and all the merchandise right out here at the radio station. So it's a fun day because people are dropping off pies that they've donated and others coming and picking up their stuff. And there's a lot of excitement. You know, we couldn't do it without the help of, we have Terry Johnson with the Sun Center. He helps us with answering phones, brings out some students and helps us with answering phones. We also have Terry Lott, who really helps out on getting us interviews. You know, we have people come in and talk about how cancer has affected their lives. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a single person that has, in some form or another, has been touched by cancer. And, you know, so we want to hear those stories. And, you know, it's neat for me because I get the phone calls for the people calling in and wanting the fuel cards. And, you know, some are just very, you know, just to the point, you know, give me the information. And others, they want to talk about you know, their condition and their fight with cancer. And I love it. I love to hear the stories. And it's just, it's not a huge amount that we are able to do, but, you know, every little bit can help. And so it's a really cool event.
It's enough. And, you know, last year, that was one of the key things, is we were trying to let people know, you know, we want to get at least $100 for every pie, because yes, that's a fuel card.
That's a fuel card. Correct.
That's a fuel card for somebody. So once again, coming up next Wednesday, June 12th, it is the Kickin' Country, Castle Country Radio Pie Auction. It's going to be a great time. Things are going to get a little crazy in here.
Yep, it will get crazy. And like I said, we have some really cool things that are going to be being auctioned off with the pies. So, you know, it makes for a fun time. So tune your radios to 98.3 and listen in, bid often. And, you know, like I said, it's for a great cause.
Most definitely. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
And, you know, we're going to keep talking about the pie auction until the day of.
That's right.
Because we're going to have a lot of fun, and we need your help to make this thing a success.
Yes, so, we do. Thanks.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.